A very interesting question, Mr. Monga. Thank you very much. on the social aspects at Mumbwa High School, as learners, first of all, there's this room which brought us together. We call it a resource room, which was a unit where we did. We took all our work for transcriptions and so on. So we were fond of sitting in that room as a minority group. So mingling with sighted counterparts or sighted peers was a very interesting thing, and it was like gaining new points to your fellow visually impaired colleagues. Like, that one can interact with the sighted, that one, such kind of things. So we tried our best, and now because the peers, the sighted peers, thought we were special in a way, and maybe we were rich a bit, and so on and so forth. So some could be attached to you because they feel they can maybe get some source of financial aid or whatever. So our social interaction with the general mainstream was not honesty, and it was not founded on the true friendship basis. It was on a give and get situation where you would be, maybe you make a friend who is a sighted person to be your friend because you want that friend to be helping you with the notes so that you can be copying in class. Or you would make a friend who would be reading for you on the board what the teacher is writing so that you can also be writing. So our friendship with the rest of the school was not that honest, I can say. I mean, was not genuine or pure like a sighted to sighted pupil, but it was under a give and take situation where she or he or she would help you, and when it is break time, you may buy them this or that, just to make them closer to you so that they don't leave your presence when you need them the most. So it wasn't easy as well, but it was okay with us as long as we achieved our education. It was fine because our main business in school was really to get educated. Even though we were in school, just like any pupil, with a lot of expectations in the future to say, when I finish school, I'll be this. When I finish school, I'll do that. Well, those different careers. But in our country today, Mr. Monga, trust me, a visually impaired person or a hearing impaired person can never be anything rather than being a teacher or a telephone operator in a company. When it comes to profession training, I did my first training as just ICT. It never was, or it never had anything to do with teaching. I just had interest in ICTs because I believed it's the only solution to our problem, which is to bridge the gap between us and the sighted. Well, I did ICT there, and I was hoping I could work in any ICT or IT department. But, on a second thought, I mean, which IT department in any company in Zambia can employ a person with visual impairment? Before they just see you, they would say, wow, what can this person do here? I mean, we play with screens, you know, this person needs to see things on the screen and need to do this and that. And, you know, what can he do here? Which job can we give this person? So that leaves us with no option but to go in education, at least where we've been accepted as people who can deliver. When it comes to my professional interaction with other colleagues, well, so far so good. I've not taught in the mainstream. I only did some attachments with the mainstream. Now, the problem there is, okay, the goodness maybe I may start with is that when you go as a teacher, they will give you a class and then they'll be eager to see you deliver. That's where now we build our confidence in people. I would make sure I don't sleep until I do the right thing so that others can say, oh, okay, this person can do it. So there, I remember I use much of PowerPoints, beaming, because the school had a projector. I could beam the PowerPoint there, then explain. I mastered my slides very well, such that when I delivered, the pupils enjoyed, and somehow, somewhat, they preferred me to other teachers they had, some of those. So when it comes to professional interaction in St. Mulumba, maybe I narrow down to that. Well, when I came to St. Mulumba, I found the computer lab was not very much functional. I entered the computer lab, I did what I could, and then ICTs was not well known there, and I did what I could, and I thank God it helped. A lot of teacher could come for help in the computer lab. I could help in one way or the other. But one thing I never wanted to do is to touch the computer the first time before, I mean, in their presence, because I would need to use my sight, because the computers, not all of them, I found there was no JAWS there, which is the speech software. So I could need to go very close to the screen. So I didn't want anyone to see me in that situation. So I could go in the computer lab, lock myself up there, and master all the interfaces of each computer. So when I go there with people, I didn't need my sight because I'd already mastered the interface. So I could go to where we want to go and then do what needs to be done. And then it was done. So everyone was happy. ICT started working effective in St. Mulumba. And I was happy. When you give me a computer, I know my computer well. So when it means operations, I don't really have a problem with that. So I could help. They could rely on me. They never looked at me as someone with visual impairment. They would come. They would give me any task to help them with. I could do it. And it was good. I felt home away from home, and it was always good. Same applies with Lions. It was the same. I could help. Where I go, at least they depend on me for computer operations, and I do help where necessary. And later on, everyone become, tend to accept me for whom I am, visually impaired, dealing with computers here and there. And usually when I'm taught to do something in the cloud, I would take that thing, go in the closet, master it first, then go in the cloud, I do the needful, then everything works out. But If you see me in the cloud and you want something to be done right there and then, I'll do play dumb, so I'll do play like I don't know what is happening, so that I don't go closer or look at a closer range, so that I feel embarrassed in the public. But I mingle with colleagues. I'm good. We are okay.